You're now about to embark on week 8 of the Prosperity Game Home Study Course.
So let's do a check-in about health. I heard nothing about health all week, so
I'm telling you.
I'm wondering if there was a focus, if you just all are really in perfect health, so it wasn't an issue. What happened?
Well, this is Carrie, and I was very happy today. I got the letter that my mammogram came back normal, and it had things on it that they weren't sure about, and I decided they weren't going to be there anymore, and they weren't this time. So I'm very excited about that because my mom had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. And you know that has no impact on you, right?
That's right. But I didn't before this stuff, and sometimes there's that fear that something can be asserted. So it felt really good. It felt like, oh, I can do this. I can have power over my own experience. So it's great.
And you do.
And my 16-year-old dog's urinary tract infection's gone away. So health abounds in our house.
I like that health abounds. But
that is excellent.
This is Denise. I feel like I've been through a meat grinder.
That's a visual.
There is.
Yeah, just physically feel like it. Mm. My back is out, my sciatica down both legs, so it's just like, it's been a week and a half, and it's like I got to go do the call, even, you know, sitting upright with ice packs and heat packs. So,
were you on the call with us last week?
I was not. It was just before that. Did I miss something? Like, would I have been better last week?
It's all about health.
Oh, no wonder. Well, I've got another appointment with my doctor today at 4:30, and we'll find out. But it's like, oh.
We'll talk a little bit about it.
Okay,
because
great.
There is definitely relief that you are capable of instantaneously.
Oh, good. Oh, instantaneous relief would be really good.
Yes. What do you want around health, Denise?
I want to feel vibrantly healthy, because right now I ain't feeling that.
Well, what are you doing that's not feeling so good? Okay, so you have health issues, so you're feeling, what, pain?
Yeah.
And what happens when you feel the pain or discomfort? Where does your mind go?
Makes me feel really old and decrepit.
Old and decrepit.
Yeah.
What do you think the opposite of old and decrepit is in your mind?
Young, fluid, and vibrant.
How do you think you've been being in your mind? Have you been being vibrant and young? Or
absolutely not. As soon as I feel that pain, I feel like my bubby.
Aww.
It's like, man, how did she get to be 104? I'm 47 and I'm feeling 104.
Well, we'd just like you to know that it has nothing to do with your age.
Thank goodness.
Nothing upon nothing that happens to your body has anything to do with your age unless you have some pattern that you believe, which would not be exactly hard to do in our society.
Yeah.
As you get older, you decay or, you know, things start happening.
Yeah.
So would you be willing to let that old belief system go?
Absolutely, because I am clear it's not serving me.
Okay. So what can you do right now to get aligned? To start, maybe you don't have to, it's not about feeling good right this red hot moment, but what will ease you into a more relaxing state around your health?
You mean in terms of what could I do as opposed to be?
Either one. Maybe the doing is about being.
Well, two things occur to me. One is I have a jacuzzi bathtub, and it's been 2 days since I've actually done that, and I think probably it would serve me to schedule that into my day at least once, if not twice a day, just in terms of doing. And then the other thing is I almost internally or emotionally have this resistance about how I'm feeling right now. And I don't know if resistance is the right word, but it's like when I go to stand up and my muscles hurt or my back hurts or I'm in the car driving and I turn to change lanes, it's like, oh, when I feel it, it's maybe resistance is the right word, but it's like an internal curse.
That's resistance.
That's
That definitely is, in fact, all diseases and all pains.
Okay,
not all
yes.
pains, but all diseases certainly are resistance.
Okay.
It is resistance.
Yeah. But there's like no ease or flow or grace about it. It's like, excuse my language, shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you an opposite word to practice when you are feeling pain.
Okay.
Surrender.
Yes.
That's it.
Exactly.
Okay, surrender.
So what you will do is you will just remember to breathe, and instead of focusing on getting rid of the pain or cursing the pain or how dare you pain or how dare you body.
Oh, that's it. That's the feeling I've been having is like, how dare you?
Now you're going to be just being with it as if you were nurturing a child. You know, like, it's okay, honey. You know,
okay.
You listen to it. You're not trying to push it away. You're not saying it's okay. You're just being with it.
Okay.
You're not resisting it. Instead of like pushing against, it's like you're walking side by side with it, knowing that it will be over soon.
Okay. That's important for me. Don't push against, but instead see it as walking side by side.
And it's not coming at you. It's just another way of looking at any sort of pain. Sometimes when it's chronic, though, it becomes just a habit. Like you expect pain. So
right.
Therefore, pain is there. But it sounds like yours is newly...
It is. It's only about 10 days, yeah.
Just know that it's your warning bell. It's just letting you know, hey, sister, you're not aligned with what you say you want, and we're just warning you.
Okay.
First, realize you have a choice. Chronic pain doesn't mean you're stuck with it, and I think a lot of times we think, well, we've had it this long, it's something that we have to endure. I was talking to a friend yesterday who knows the laws of attraction and was talking about, I think it was like a foot, bone spur in her foot, and chronic shoulder pain. She was talking about how it's just been there, and they've told her, hey, it's just going to be this way. And it's like, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And what happens a lot of times is, this can be related to anything, not just health. We've been practicing feeling good about it. We've been holding a good vibration, and we didn't see the results soon enough. So we figure it's not working, and then we are just stuck with this condition, whether it's a money condition or a job condition or a health condition. And it's to realize... just keep staying aligned, truly expecting that this too shall pass, and knowing that you do have a choice, and you can release at any time. But here's the trick. Because you know you have a choice, and maybe it's not happening quite soon enough, doesn't mean you get to chastise yourself for, darn it, I'm not being able to get aligned. What's wrong with me? Shame on me.
Which is back in resistance again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you're just wanting to really know that this will pass. It really will. And you do get to be in charge. Your body's just responding to your thought. Your body is so in partnership with you, it is absolutely not your enemy in any way, shape, or form. It does not have a mind of its own. It just doesn't.
Tina, this is Sherry. When do you go to the doctor?
When you feel like it feels best to go to the doctor. For instance, you know, I broke my elbow several years ago, and I went into instance... this is not happening, and when am I going to be back in the gym? And I didn't go to the doctor till the next afternoon. But if anybody would have tried to tell me to go to the doctor, I would have said, up yours. You know, no way. I'm not going. It'll be fine. And then I just started questioning, maybe I should go to the doctor. This hurts really bad. And I went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I ended up getting surgery. Your intuition will lead you. You should also not resist going to the doctor.
That's the key right there, is make your decision, but then be in alignment with the decision. So if you decide you're going to the doctor, but you're in resistance because you feel like you shouldn't have to go to the doctor, you're not serving yourself.
Now, here's another point. You're just going to have to feel for what feels best. The path of least resistance maybe is the best way to put it. You also want to get yourself in a relaxed state, knowing that all is well. And that doesn't mean, okay, there's nothing wrong with my body. There's nothing wrong with my body. It just means whatever is happening right now, all will be fine before you go to the doctor. You will have a much better outcome if you get yourself aligned.
And to finish Gina's story about her elbow, is as much resistance as she was into going to the doctor because she felt she could do it with laws of attraction, and finally getting that maybe she should, she went in there with the intent, even after they said you've got to have the surgery, with the intent that at the end of this, she was going to blow them away with the healing process, which she did. And it healed quickly, and they got in there, and they said they can't even see a sign that there was ever anything in there, which is unheard of.
If I listened to what the doctor said, I would have scared myself. My parents came in, and my boyfriend came in, and they were telling everybody, she doesn't realize how bad this really is. She's not taking this seriously, because I was saying, okay, surgery's not till tomorrow. Hey, can I take this thing off my arm so I can, you know, take a shower and stuff? And he's looking at me like, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they were telling me about all the possibilities of what could go wrong. For instance, most people who have a break like this, let alone have to have the surgery, they don't have the capability to open up their arm all the way as wide as they didn't, you know, don't have the reach as they did before, and they usually have to come in for another surgery. So I just really ignored all that, and I really knew, I decided what was going to happen to my body. Instead of them letting me look at all the things that could go wrong or even stressed about it, it just was like, you know what, I'm really clear about what's going to happen to my body. So it doesn't matter what you end up doing, even if you decide that you would ever have surgery or you were going to go in for medication, just get yourself aligned before you do it, and you decide your outcome, not the doctor.
And notice you can make that decision at any point along the way.
Since last week we talked about health, I mentioned my arm and back. Well, this week I was much more aware of just how painful it is. Also, I've been having lots of unsolicited advice about how I should get my ass to the doctor.
How does that feel when people give you that advice?
I don't like unsolicited advice, which I'm getting a lot of these days, but I also wonder if I'm ignoring something, which if I'm settling for pain when there may be actually something fairly easy that I could do to get rid of it.
Well, there's two things that come up for me while you're talking, and one is when you feel vulnerable, like
mm-hmm.
something could be happening, or maybe I'm not making the right choice, you're filled with doubt, that is creating more anxiety.
Mm, yeah.
I would say make a decision, and make a decision, you could make a decision based on an hourly basis or a day-to-day
mm-hmm.
basis, which means for today, just for today, here's mm. how I'm willing to be with this. And when you're ready to go to the doctor, you don't have to decide when, you'll just know. If you ever go.
Right.
The second piece is if there is a way to actually numb the pain, then I would do that. Because what will happen is it will create less resistance if you ease it somehow by taking a Tylenol. Mm. Or I always use my drugs of choice, or I use essential oils. So I put the blend called Pain Away on it, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
that, obviously they work because I believe in them. And there's so many
right.
people that believe in them, so that's what works for me. But whatever I can do to ease the pain, even though I know it's all in my mind, I know that my mind
mm-hmm.
is what's creating something, you're just wanting to ease all resistance as much as possible. Have a glass
okay.
of wine. Meditate.
My drug of choice.
Okay.
Whatever it takes for you.
Okay. I'm the boss.
You are
yeah.
the boss.
Okay.
Definitely.
And the important thing to remember is that even if you don't get results right away, you're not going for the quantum leap. You're going for a natural progression. You know, it's kind of like if you've ever noticed when you have a cold, you know, the cold kind of eases its way in and you start noticing and it builds up, and then, you know, the first couple nights might be horrendous and then it starts tapering off, and then pretty soon it's not like a split moment where all of a sudden all symptoms stop. Pretty soon you just notice like, oh, my cold has gone away.
Yeah.
How many of you have actually had symptoms of a cold and woke up and it was not there after all?
Oh, sure. Oh, I have, definitely.
Yeah, and that's another example of how your body has taken over and you were not in the resistance that would have caused the cold to come on. It's an easy way to see how you're actually flowing your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any more questions about health? Health is the same thing as anything else. You're either in well-being or you're in some form of a resistance.
This is Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about this because I have a sick computer. I just got back from my trip, and I'm not able to receive email. And I find it really fascinating, so I was kind of going along with the questions you were asking earlier. You know, what do I want? What do I need to do to get aligned with it? How do I feel? And I guess I just need to surrender and try.
Sweetheart, remember what you said when you came on the call?
Yeah.
Why do you think your email doesn't work?
Because I don't... I can want to read it.
Exactly.
I want to
so
go back to the V.
Is there a problem here? I mean,
well,
think about it. You have your intention. You really want to be back in vacation mode. You want to continue that. You're not ready to jump back in, and you were not really doing what your inner being was guiding you to, so therefore the universe handled it for you.
Well, and it really handled it. I was so sick that I couldn't even come to work yesterday, and I was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I was very, very ill on Sunday and Monday. So mm-hmm. how do I rectify that, though? Because the reality is even though I may want to be back at the beach and be back in vacation mode, the reality is I'm back at work. I have clients. I have meetings, and I have things I need to do. So how to come to terms with that?
Have you been on vacation while you're here? It's just a mentality.
In other words, how do you want to feel in any given moment?
We can wear hula skirts here, Elizabeth. Drink drinks out of coconuts and things.
Yeah, I want a rum punch, man.
Okay.
I had lots of those last week.
And was there, why couldn't you do that?
Yeah, I could.
Exactly.
So how do I be on vacation?
Vacation is not something you do. It's something that really happens when you, if you've ever noticed, I noticed this for me, as soon as I go somewhere other than my hometown, I instantly become friendlier to the people around me. Like, I'm on vacation. Oh, who are you next to me at the bar? Hi, where are you from? I don't do that at home. I mean, once in a while, if I'm already buzzed, maybe. But, you know, there's a mentality that shifts. Because you can go somewhere and be thinking about work, and I've seen people do this too, where they're not really being able to relax because they're so focused on whatever issues were at home when they were home. So they're actually not on vacation. So remember, it's not where you go that's the vacation, it's your mentality. Even I always preface when we do our free calls, like the Prosperity Challenge or the Magnetizing Money Free Call, we say, this is a party. We let everyone know, hey, we're going to have fun for the next hour. Because we don't want to feel that we're showing up to do something that we have to do. And so we're setting the tone not just for them, we're doing it for us. And we act silly, and we act like this is the funnest thing that we have going on right now, because it is, and it makes us excited to be there. So how will you be such that you're on vacation now?
Yeah, I'm writing a couple notes. I mean, the first thing is just be very present and just be in the moment and not be worrying about tomorrow and not be worrying about yesterday, but just every day, just be right in the moment. That was the biggest thing I did. I trusted that every day was going to be perfect and work out, and it did. And I really practiced good self-care. And I guess I didn't do that when the first thing I did when I came back from my trip was came into the office and got so pissed off and overwhelmed that I stormed out of here. So practice some self-care. Okay. I'll work on shifting the vacation mentality.
It'll be the funnest practice you've ever had.
Yeah. And just be in a place of appreciation, really, of what I have. That's probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good job.
Okay, thank you.
Do I want to know how last week's homework went, and I want to know how you're doing with the Prosperity Game. So we talked about health.
Well, this is Pat. I guess the biggest thing for me is that I'm in appreciation of the good health I have.
Great place to be.
Yeah, and not only that, I got that anatomy color book. I know it's for kids.
Right.
And it's phenomenal because it shows all the systems and everything, and it just is amazing how we're put together. I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying being amazed by that.
You're the biggest kid I know.
I know.
You've got all the toys, the books, the crayons, the colors, the paint.
Aren't we supposed to be that way?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Tamara, hi, you guys.
Hey, Mar.
Even though I had a little sore throat this morning, we're going to overlook that. I kind of noticed that I tend to overanalyze too much every time I feel under the weather. Is it I'm working too hard? Is it I don't like my work? Is this person in my life making me sick? You know, all this stuff of this. And so I started doing a little more allowing, kind of enjoying the extra rest I get when I'm sick and just going, oh, this is good, okay. It helped hearing about Gina's not being in resistance and going ahead and buying the throat lozenges and the medicine, you know.
Yes, please use it. It's there for a reason.
Yeah, I'm sort of like going, yeah, there's no reason to analyze this too much. Just get the focus off of it.
That's the secret right there.
Yeah, so which is really interesting.
This is Mary. Around my health is, for quite a while, it's like I have a great attitude about my health. Like, I'm almost 57, and it's like I feel great. I feel better than I felt in years. And it's like my body's relaxed. I feel good. And you know what I've had a real shift around? And part of it's this, and part of it's my course, is my eating. I did this little affirmation around desserts because I was eating more sweets than I wanted to. It's like I just don't think they're the best thing for me, and that's whenever I want a sweet, I just reach for a piece of fruit. So I just shifted and started doing that, and I just love it. It's just, like, simple. There's no noise around it. It's just, oh, I just reach for fruit. So I've just been doing a lot of little tweaking things like that. I love the way I eat, and it's like I'm losing weight. I'm getting smaller, and I started working out, and my muscles are, you know, my muscles respond quickly. I'm in this great space about my health and my body.
You definitely are. That's awesome. And so what you're saying is that you're in alignment with the decisions you're making.
Absolutely. And they're just so easy. That's what I'm noticing. There's not resistance.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like, easiness and no resistance.
As it should be.
Yes.
That's very good.
It's like when I notice that, like, oh, I'm eating more sugar than I just really want to eat. And it's not like it's not any big deal. You know, it's just like, oh, I'm losing weight, but I'm not focused on weight per se. I want to drop weight more quickly, right? And I go, well, no, this is fine. This is perfect. And then a few days later, you know, or the next time, maybe a couple of weeks, I weigh, and I've lost some more weight. And so it's just things are easy, easy, easy. That's it.
I have this picture of you in the canoe, and the canoe is just drifting down the lake.
That's it. Yep.
Yep, no resistance. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a great metaphor.
So, prosperity game. Who's playing? Who's not? What's showing up? What's not? What's different?
What is the prosperity game?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, I'm teasing. That's my response. That's like a no. No, I'm not.
What's up with that?
I have too much to do.
So how do you feel about it?
The prosperity game?
Sure, whether you're doing it or not, yeah.
God, you know, I had vowed that this time I really was going to do it because I haven't before.
Right.
I'm not upset about it. You know what? It's just sort of sitting there waiting for me. I bet I have a whole lot of money to spend. That would be cool. This was a reminder. I'm going to go spend it today.
Okay. What about the rest of you?
I'm kind of on hold. This is Andrea. I have like $700,000 in my checkbook, and it's just sitting there right now.
Sometimes you're not inspired, so what, right? And what we promote is not doing anything unless you feel inspired. And then there's another flip side of that might be maybe the value hasn't been painted clear enough. Because I know a lot of times my behavioral style is more of a promoter, and so in order for me to do something, if I know the value or somebody acts really excited about it, I can get enrolled in it. And a lot of times I'll tell people, tell me in another way because I'm not really getting the value, and I have to be excited about it in order to do it. Once I get the value of it, then I am inspired. And I'm wondering, for the folks who aren't into it, is it a perspective change? Is it resistance? Is it just plain, I'm not inspired, no big deal. Doesn't appeal to me. What do you think it is?
This is Andrea. Part of it is I kind of know it's a game, so I'm playing this game where the money's coming in, but real life is front and center. And it's like, why should I play this silly game when I'm faced with this reality?
Because your reality sucks.
I know it does.
And so if you want it to change, and I don't think it sucks. I mean, so that's the way that you are looking at it.
Right.
If you want it to change, you have to change how you are feeling on the inside. It's the only way the outside will change. So you play a silly game, and pretty soon the silly game is like going to the doctor and getting the strongest prescription ever for prosperity. Then it becomes not a silly game. Now you're thinking, holy Toledo. I mean, Eva sold her company, one that was not selling. She became a millionaire. Millionaire. And I truly attribute it to her playing the game and holding that space.
I definitely attribute to that. Andrea, Robin and I took the prosperity game into the company, and we had the entire company doing this for their departments. Let's say that we're successful. What would you be doing with this money every day? How would you be applying it? I mean, we had departments literally fighting over the fact that one had already claimed some certain things that others were claiming, and we're going, hey, 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 abundance abounds. You can have it all. And then we had marketing supporting sales, and sales doing things to support marketing, and it was just this incredible thing that happened. Now, not everybody got on board with it. Some of them considered it a silly game, and they didn't play. But for the overall average, we all played, and that was when someone came to us after 5 years of going after people, trying to find anybody to fund us or buy us out or something because we were struggling. Somebody came to us we'd never heard of out of the blue and bought us out. And I do attribute it to that, and I do attribute it to the fact that we were literally shifting the energy in the company and of the group, and it isn't a silly game. And that's why I persist about asking each week about this, because the prosperity game is around shifting your energy. And if you consider it a silly game, then that's what's holding your reality where it is.
it's not a silly game. It really isn't. But you've got to buy into it. If you're doing it and you're not feeling good about doing it, I don't subscribe to that at all. If you don't feel like doing it and you're okay with it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But really tapping into the energy of this.
If the results that you're getting, you're not liking them, why wouldn't you try something different? Because what you're doing is not working.
Yeah.
And this is for all of you. I mean, it's for all of us, period. I even forget myself. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? What am I doing to myself? Get back on the board.
Can I give an example of something that reminds me of this? It's like I have that condo for sale that's been sitting here forever and hasn't sold. It's been sitting here for over a year and hasn't sold. My next-door neighbor put theirs on the market, and it sold in about 3 weeks.
What's that say, Mary? It happened for Judy, too.
They expected it to sell. It's like she has this idea. They're getting divorced, and she's going to start this business called Design to Sell, where you make these little changes, and it sells your unit, right? Sells your home. And so, like, she needs a success story to go promote it. And, I mean, I get that what sold it was their intention.
Yeah, a lot of times it's you have to really go to the essence. Why do you want what you want? It's because, obviously, just selling the house, just selling the condo for you isn't doing it. There's got to be a greater reason.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I truly believe the only reason I was successful in the beginning of my coaching practice is because I nabbed onto the essence of something that was bigger. In my mind, the whole reason I call my company Masterpiece, I was so passionate about creating world peace. And so every single day, it was on my refrigerator, call two people to tell them about coaching. Talk to two people every single day, and it was because I had a greater motivation than building my clientele. It was building world peace. And so I could get passionate about that. What can you get passionate about letting go of the condo?
So I could get passionate about the money in my bank account. That fires me up.
Why? What would that give you? Like, so what? There's paper in your bank account.
Not even paper.
But what?
Because I want money.
For what?
What do I want money for?
Yeah, because wanting money is just
question.
Not enough.
Yeah, I got it. You know what? And I get there's some confusion there. It's like, if I sell it, I may spend it. You know, I might keep using it to transition. So there's confusion about it. I get it.
Do you know how much profit you would receive from the sale of your condo?
Well, it's not so much profit. It's how much money I would receive. I paid cash for it.
Okay.
So,
how much cash would you have?
I'd get about $130,000 after I paid off the $50,000.
Okay. Here's your homework for the week. Really think about from your heart and from an abundant place, as you do when you play the prosperity game, that more is coming. I want you to allot where exactly that money is going to go for real. How much, where, when would you do it immediately as soon as the money came in? And only choose things that feel absolutely good. And if it all goes into one place, then that's fine too. But whatever you choose, choose it from a place of, I am committed to this, and I am totally excited about this. If the money knows where to go, the money will come to you.
Got it. You know what? I know what I want it for. I really do. It's like, I want money in the bank. I haven't had a lot of money in the bank the last couple of years. And it's like, I want money there just to feel, first of all, I love having money in the bank. I just love money. I really do.
When money is there, how do you feel? How does that make you feel?
You know, it's so funny. It makes me feel successful. When I don't have a lot of money around, I don't feel successful. I feel like, oh, I'm not making it. I'm not okay. And when there's a lot of money in my bank account, it's just like life is easy. Life is carefree. I don't worry about where the next is coming from. Money rolls in.
So here's your other piece of the homework, like when we were just talking to Andrea. You need to start taking that beingness and start feeling that inside now so your outside circumstances can change. You are successful now. Act as if that money's in the bank, because it's just your perception of the money in the bank that's changing the way that you feel. You don't even have to be touching your money.
Absolutely.
Let me share with you all today, those of you who are not on the Abe quote, a lot of times for my different groups, I'll email, here's your Abe quote for the day. Well, today it was, here's the Abe quote of the decade. So, it's everything that you're experiencing, you are attracting unto you. If you could take money out of the equation, if you could take money out of the equation, if you could no longer worry about money, but just do what you do because it is fun to do it, do what you do because you like doing it, money would overwhelm you. So that's your homework for the week. For everybody is to truly focus on what you love doing, truly go into that place of appreciation. And I know when reality is slapping you in the face, it's hard not to look at it, but as much as you can this week, be very conscious about where you choose to put your focus and how you're feeling. Do the things that you do love to do as much as possible. Allow the money to overwhelm you.
Oh, guess what? Someone's looking at it at 1 o'clock.
Ha! There you go. Awesome.
Andrea?
Yes?
Can you imagine taking money out of the equation?
Sometimes I can. I guess my thing is I feel like I have this checkbook full of money, and I still see the debt over here. So if I could take my checkbook, prosperity checkbook, and pay off all the debt,
mm-hmm.
that would help me instead of assuming the debt was gone.
Good, because I have been through times where I could go out and I could buy a round of drinks for everybody in the bar, and I remember times when I couldn't even buy myself a drink if I went to the bar. So I can't remember if I was teaching this yet, or I think I was, because I remember using some of the things as an example. I was at a spot in my life where I was really barely making it. I would think I was just starting out with even. I was just grabbing on to these laws of attraction, and I focused on the essence of everything I wanted. I would say, okay, I'm going to go out tonight, and I have enough money only to go buy myself one drink. So I would go out, and I would say, and I want to be able to stay out all night, which meant if I went to different clubs, I wouldn't have the money for a cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just constantly focused on what I wanted to experience for the night, and I was okay if it didn't happen. I'd just come home, or something would happen, and I'd be okay with it. Well, what would happen is I never stopped going out during that whole time. I never stopped experiencing fun because it would always go in my favor. I would get drinks bought for me, or we would end up going to somebody's house and hanging out. It didn't matter. I didn't stop myself from anything. I just set the intentions always. I was constantly paving the path for what I wanted to experience. I would look in my office and think, I really wish I had a space for people to spend the night here because I don't have a long couch. I only have love seats. I would go on a walk, and there would be somebody giving away a hide-a-bed thing for free. So I was always focused on the thing I wanted versus attracting the money. And that ended up being the year that tripled my income.
The key word you've said and everything that you're sharing is go to the essence. Go to the essence of what you want. I didn't mean to cut you off, but boy, when you said that, it was like clunk, that's it. If you can't look at the detail and feel good, just get to the essence.
Okay.
And it might be an emotional essence, too. It might be security.
Mm-hmm.
It might be freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of my big reasons to always have money is I want to be able to go anywhere I want on the drop of a dime. And when I arrive somewhere and I see something I want, I don't want to not be able to buy a coat or a bauble. So keep going to your emotions. The reason to play the prosperity game itself is because you're getting to choose what you want. And money's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You just get to be like a little kid again. I want. Mine.
And also, please remember, just keep bringing yourself back, shifting your energy and feeling good. And in the prosperity game itself, if you're doing that and it's fun and you can think, oh, wouldn't it be nice if this was what I could apply to my debt, if that feels good. But it's just about shifting the energy. 99% of all creation happens before you ever see it in the physical world. You could be 1% away. Gina and I talked about this the other day. It could be just one little minor shift. Just one little shift will make all the difference.
It's not like you're so far down a hole that it's something you have to climb out of. You're really, really closer than you think.
I'm laughing because I'm the person who always wanted to have the, what do you call that, Eva? I always wanted that big shift.
Oh, a quantum leap.
Yeah,
oh, she has to have a quantum leap or it's not good enough.
Quantum leap.
Oh, my God.
I was always the one who wanted the quantum leap, and I always wanted to, every time I went to an Abraham seminar, I was, like, waving my arms, and Eva was waving her arms for me to get picked, and I was always going through so much drama because the learning curve was over the top. And it didn't need to be. I could have gotten the shift really easy. If anybody read Nancy's email earlier today, she sent out this big aha about her body and how she noticed that the whole reason why her body doesn't serve her is because she doesn't expect it to. She always thinks it's going to not serve her. It's always going to go against her. It's like that one tiny belief that creates monumental results for her. So all she has to do is now just change that one sentence. And she can have perfect health now.
Expectation is a very powerful thing.
Okay, so when I'm paying my bills, should I be thinking that the money's already there to pay them? I guess the question is when you're confronted with that and you're actually physically, you know, writing out the checks, you're trying not to think, oh my gosh, the money's not there. You should be thinking, yes, the money is there.
You need to find something that has you feel good, whatever it is for you. It could be that you simply appreciate what money you do have, even if it's short.
Okay.
Okay, but at least you've got that. At least
okay. You've
got that much and appreciate it. And as long as you can get into that appreciation, then what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for, oh, she appreciates the money so that more can come. But you've got to be in that place of appreciation, that relaxed, allowing place. Not the claim,
okay.
Oh, I hate to pay my bill and I resent the fact that I'm having to do this. I have to tell you, I know exactly how you feel. I do. It's not necessarily an easy thing at first, but if you make it just the most important thing that you could ever, ever do for yourself is that I am always going to look for ways to shift my energy to something that feels better no matter what it takes, it's all going to unfold for you the way you want it.
When you look at debt, there's usually a negative charge on money because
Definitely. It's
an instantaneous downer, bummer, I don't have enough, or money's my, like Nancy was looking at her body as sort of the enemy, then the money
mm-hmm.
becomes the enemy because it's not serving you, darn it. So you've got to fall in love with it again.
Okay.
I taught a class last year on creating a different relationship with money, and the whole theme of the class for 8 weeks was actually creating a relationship. Took everybody through, you're meeting the money as if it was a mate, and then you're getting to know money, and then you're falling in love, and then you get married, and you're planning together, and that's the kind of relationship that you want to have with money, that warm, fuzzy, I'm in love with you, you're in love with me, aren't we great together, we're in partnership, which is different than the way that you're feeling.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, like, great information. What are you going to do with it?
I haven't done that one exercise, I think, that you emailed us where you put what you want on one side and on the one side of the page and you do something on the other, so I'm going to do that.
The placemat process?
No, it's not the placemat. But get to the, what is the feeling there? Repeat an affirmation or whatever you want to say about with that feeling in it. I like your idea of creating a relationship, too, so maybe do some scripting on it.
Okay, what's going to change for you internally?
I don't know.
If you didn't know, what would it be? Because this is the most important part.
I guess that it's, I can do this.
Yeah, you can. You really can. You're so up to this, it's why you're playing with us. Like, your moment in the spotlight is to relax and allow money to come and be a part of your world. You know, you're putting the welcome mat out. This, as Eve always says, this is an inside job, and that's going to be the most important thing. If you can use the exercises to shift the way that you feel in the inside, great. but I want you to choose and intend for the feeling that you do want. Even if you don't feel it right now and you can't quite claim it, what is the emotion you want to feel about money?
I want to feel free, and I guess just to feel carefree and to not have a concern about it. I don't ever want to worry about it again.
Perfect. So there's a lightness.
Yes.
That you're reaching for.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, and then you just ask the universe, bring that to me, show me the path, keep putting choices in front of me, and inner being keep reminding me to reach for lightness around this.
Okay.
That's your inside homework. That's what you're going to be doing in your heart.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just noticing one of the other reasons that my check-in number was down in the dumps is I'm dealing with a lot of relationship stuff with my husband, and I realize that a lot of this is tied to him because in the past, he's always been the one to pull us out of debt, and, you know, to have it be all up to me is kind of a scary thing.
Here's another way that you can look at it. It's your opportunity to step into your power. I remember a time not too long ago, probably about exactly a year from this moment right now, where I had the same kind of relationship with my boyfriend. If we ever got in a jam, I knew he'd handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was attracting plenty for all of that I needed, and I was free to spend my money on whatever I want, and I paid my own bills, and he paid for everything else. And then one month he said, you know, Gina, I'm stressed out. I can't handle it. You're going to have to figure out a way to pay the property taxes, the mortgage, everything this month. I'm not dealing with it, and I don't really care what happens. And I'm thinking, well, I do because my name is on this house. And your name isn't. So what am I going to do? And I got mad at him for a moment, and I said, to heck with him. What am I going to do? All right. Well, I need to attract a whole bunch of money in the next 2 weeks or else I'm in a deep hole. And I just got really excited to use the laws of attraction to create, quote, my magic. And guess what? I created all sorts of money in the next 2 weeks, and it was just coming from the most amazing places. But I looked at it as an opportunity for me to be an attraction machine. Now, you know you have attracting powers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you're just applying it in a different way. It's the game. Another silly game.
The class today is raising your vibration.
Well, why don't you take Andrea right now on the focus track?
Okay. Are you up for that, Andrea?
Sure.
Okay. So for all of you who don't know what the focus track is, it was actually inspired by the focus wheel that is an Abraham Hicks process, which we'll also share with you. But the focus track is something that Gina and I created when we were talking in front of a live audience, and we needed something that was going to be more physical, and it became a very powerful process. And here's what it looks like. What you're going to do, Andrea, if you can stand up and you have maybe 10 feet in front of you, a straight line that you can walk from one place to the other.
Okay.
Okay. And where you're standing is what I call ground zero. This is the funky stuff that you're sitting in right now. Every 1 foot, we're going to call that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, out there at 10, which is at 10 feet ahead of you, is where you want to be.
Okay.
Okay, that's the statement and the belief of where you are. This is your end desire, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to say, what is the topic you feel stuck around? But I already know that. What I want you to do is tell me, what is your 10? What is the belief or the thought, the energy that would take you from a 0 to the 10? Once you get to the 10, what is that statement? What's the belief you want to hold?
Well, I kind of have the opposite of it, so maybe you can help me get
okay.
to the positive, is not having to worry about money.
Okay, and so if you're not worrying about money, what are you doing? Better yet, if you're not worrying about money, which is a terrible way to feel, how would you be feeling?
I would be ecstatic.
You would be ecstatic? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you be feeling?
Well, I'd probably be running around shopping like a maniac.
Ha! So that's what you're doing. What's the feeling? And I think you actually pointed to it earlier. There was, I want to feel
carefree.
Carefree. Carefree.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. So that's your 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ecstatic and carefree. So can you see how by going through the essence and the energy, you take money out of the equation even in the focus?
Mm-hmm.
Because the ultimate is that is what you want, right?
Right.
If you're feeling like that, who cares about anything else?
Right.
All right, great. So here you are at zero. So what you're wanting to do now is to reach for thoughts that feel better, that will inch you up the scale. And unlike Gina, you don't have to make a quantum leap from zero
okay.
to 10. We get to do this incrementally. So what is a thought that would feel better right now that might inch you up this scale a little bit?
I guess a check would show up in the mail to pay all my bills.
Okay, a check could show up that would pay all your bills. So
mm-hmm.
where does that put you on the track? Is it a 1, a 2? Is it a 0.5? Where does that move you?
It's probably like 1.5.
Okay, 1.5. Okay, I want you to
yep.
literally walk to where that would be on your focus track.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And now what I want you to do is reach for another thought that will inch you up the track.
Clients that want to pay me what I'm worth.
Now, how do you feel when you say that?
I guess I kind of started out feeling like that was absurd, but like I know it's true, but I'm uncomfortable with it.
Okay, where did that take you back on the scale? Because when I heard you say that, it felt like, ugh,
yeah,
a little bit of a reversal. So where did that put you on the track?
Probably at a 1.
Back to a 1. Okay, so step back to a 1, and that's okay.
Okay.
Just notice, everybody notice that all we're doing with the focus track, this is not about judgment. All we're doing is that you're getting in touch with your feelings. You're getting in touch with your feelings in a way that maybe you aren't as cognizant of them as you're just moving through life, okay? So you might say that but not realize that you've really just sort of taken a step backwards. So you're getting very sensitive to your feelings. So reach for
mm-hmm.
another thought that feels better.
Well, the one thing that would make me feel a lot better is to wipe the debt off, all of it.
Ooh, how does that feel?
That feels like unbelievably great.
Okay, where does that inch you up?
I would say about a 7.
Okay, well, I wouldn't call that inching. I'd say that's soaring.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to walk up to where a 7 is on the scale.
Okay.
Feel that feeling. Feel what that's like. Feel what it's going to feel like when this happens. And I say when it will happen. Now, what's a thought that would have you feel even better?
That it doesn't stop there. So there's more money coming.
Okay, so there's more money coming. Great.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Better.
Okay, where does that put you?
Maybe 7.5.
Okay, excellent. And can you reach for another thought that feels better?
I guess I'm having a hard time imagining things. Am I supposed to be making up things, like totally absurd things, or?
Anything that literally shifts your energy, it doesn't matter. There are no rules around it. What you're wanting to do is shift your energy to anything that would have you feel better.
Going to a spa for a week and not worrying about anything would make me feel a lot better.
So going to a spa and just relaxing and enjoying and feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
That feels really nice.
Okay, and where does that put you?
Probably like a 9.
Okay, so move to a 9.
Okay.
And can you reach for another thought that feels better?
I get a lot of thoughts coming in my mind that are sort of unrelated to the money, but I'm sure they probably are. Just knowing that I can do this all by myself, you know, that I know that comes back again, but, you know, Chris is out of the picture. You know, Andrea created this.
And how does that feel to think about that?
It feels really empowering, but I also feel a little sadness with it because Chris isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got a little bit of muddled energy around this one.
Mm-hmm.
But you're headed in the right place. So here's what I would say is at this point is that you stop. I want you to turn around.
Okay.
And I want you to look how far you came on this vibrational scale.
Okay.
So even feeling sadness or even with muddled energy, even with things being still the way they are, you have literally shifted your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are in a place where you can access even more positive energy than you could before.
Okay.
Because while you were still back there, you didn't have access to energy that was higher up on the scale until you could move yourself forward.
Okay.
The good news is you won't go back to a zero. Now, you'll have other things come up, and you just keep coming back and doing the focus track and reaching for those thoughts and literally moving yourself up the scale. This is for everybody. And then even if you get to a 10, when you get to a 10, there's even more because the universe is infinite. Energy is infinite. You could be in ecstasy and do a focus track and reach a 10, and there would still be more that you could be or that you could feel. So this is what the exercise is all about. So how are you feeling right now, Andrea?
I'm feeling a lot better than when I started, but I guess that worry comes back in my mind. We have this pattern of paying off our debt, getting in more debt, paying off our debt, and so there's like...
I want you to stop.
Okay.
History. That statement is coming from you looking backwards.
Okay.
Not helpful. You can't go back, as if you just closed the door.
Okay.
And now there's a big, huge brick wall. You cannot look back at the way you've been so far.
Okay.
The only reason you can go look back, it's like now I've cast a spell on you. We're playing Harry Potter now.
Okay.
And the only way you can see through the wall is when you're looking at the positives.
Okay.
About how you've been able to attract before, how you've been able to pay things before, and it's all positive. You can't look backwards if you're going to look at negative patterns that used to be. They do not have a bearing on now unless you turn around and look back. But you can't anymore. So now all you can do is look to how you want to create, what you want your patterns to be.
Here's the great news. The great news is you have paid off debt before, so you have that feeling. You know what it's like to do that. You just leave that second part of the sentence out.
Okay.
Just forget that. That's history, and what that has done for you, that contrast has created such clarity in you about now how you do want to be around money.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to do that. Now that's your decision point. So, yeah, I, you know, whatever it's going to take, I'm just going to keep focusing on shifting my energy some way, somewhere, somehow. The debt will get cleaned up. It always has before. And then that's the end of that conversation. You don't go back to the way it was anything else.
Okay.
It's a new pivotal point for you, and it's very exciting.
You have no idea.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it is very exciting, and we're all here holding that focus for you because we know it can be done. We know it can be done. Thank you for playing. Thank you,
thank
Andrea.
You.
Thank you, Eve. That was great. I always like it when you have somebody turn around and look at how far they've come, because even if you move up one or two spaces and then you have to stop because that's where the holding point is, it's still good to know, even if you move up the vibrational scale 1 foot, you know, you're still better than you were before. And that goes the same with emotions. If I was, you know, down in despair and I couldn't get out of bed this morning, and then at least now I'm out of bed and I'm in front of my computer, and even though I might still not feel fabulous, I'm better than I was before. So you're constantly acknowledging movement, and when you acknowledge movement, guess what you get more of? More movement forward. The second thing that's in the lesson today is the focus wheel, and the focus wheel is exactly what Eva just did with Andrea, except you're doing it on paper. The good news about doing it on paper is, and we have a form in the playbook for you to fill out. I would make photocopies of it. I use it all the time. Is you put the thought that you want to feel, the thing that you're reaching for, in the center of the piece of paper, and then you're just putting the thoughts that make you feel better all around it. And it's a good reminder. You can put it up on your wall and look at it and remind yourself of the thoughts that make you feel better about this thing. Eva, do you have anything to add to that?
No, that's it. That's exactly what it is. There's power in both. There's power in the movement of the body. That's the power of the focus track, because when you're starting to move the body, you're getting out of your head, and you're actually getting into your body, whether you feel like you are or not. And then the focus wheel allows you to remember what you've written down and come back and either add to it or just focus on it so that it shifts your energy. Both are very powerful. Any questions about either of these or how it applies to something that each of you have going on that you want to shift?
Patricia, what are you taking away from all of this today?
What I am taking away, and it was huge for me,
this is all about shifting energy. What matters is the shifting of the energy, and then out of that, what's possible, I have no idea. But if I stay where I am, I know what's possible, more of what I've got.
Hmm.
And I know you guys have said that 1,000 times, but it seems like I have to hear it 1,000 times. Which means I might, I will be able to play the prosperity game. You know, here I am, this big kid, and I've got all this damn money sitting here in my prosperity game, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. This is nuts.
That's the next challenge, yes.
It's nuts. Well, I also scared the hell out of myself because early on I bought the stuff I wrote down. The sauna and the greenhouse and the... And I'm like, I scared the hell out of myself. I was like, oh, good. I'm going to write all this stuff down I want and then I'm going to go buy it. Well, I actually did that. Like the first, I don't know, $30,000 or $40,000, I said, okay, let's spend it, really. So now I have to look at that.
And remember, you can still have the things by just focusing on the essence of the things. It doesn't mean necessarily money in real life is going to come out of your pocket.
I got it. And there's something there, and I'm going to investigate that.
Excellent. Pat, what about you?
Definitely the shift in energy. I mean, as I've been listening, I've been kind of writing and relaxing, and I'm noticing inside a big shift, like a relaxing and a dropping feeling, which I've experienced before when I get myself into that same place that we keep talking about. You know, like you say, when you shift the energy first inside, then anything and everything is possible, and there shouldn't be any limits, or don't look back even 5 minutes ago to where you were if it was a bad place or a lesser place than where you are now, because all you can do is just go forward.
Yeah, it's perfect. And that's another reason why sometimes, unless you're really light about it and you're trying to be a detective in your own life, it's really not important to figure out, how did I get here? Why am I here?
How come
that happened? Or why did I attract that? It's irrelevant, because all it does is bring you back to that same old vibration. You have to really look at constantly, is this serving me to be thinking these thoughts? Is this helping? Not really. Okay, let me just drop it like a hot potato. I don't want to go back here. How about you, Judy?
For me, it's about asking the question about what can I get passionate about? And going back to the essence of things.
Perfect. If you all looked at this next week as a week to play with, as an inside job, I'm going to do all of my work inside versus what am I going to do? How's this going to be, all of that? I want you to be looking at how can I shift the way that I'm feeling, and that's all that really matters. If you have to go do something to shift the energy, that's okay, but notice that you're going to go do something for the sake of feeling better. Anybody need anything else? I have a couple minutes left.
Would you say that again, what you just said? If you notice that you have to go do something, notice that you're doing... Say it again, please.
If you're going to go do something, don't do it just to do it. You're wanting to do something to shift the way that you're feeling.
Okay.
Will this make me feel better? Yes. Then I'm going to go do that.
Okay, got it.
Everything's for the sake of
feeling good.
You know, I just did that. I'm so happy. Usually I just sit here and I'm just completely, you know, I just sit and focus on the conversation, right? And today, when someone said about, when you asked about the prosperity game, I said, oh, I want my money in my checkbook. So while we were doing it, I just added my money in my checking account. And I now have $1.25 million. And I was sitting here, you know, I was completely listening to what was going on, and I think I was quiet, wasn't I? And I also, like, cleared all this stuff off my desk. There were, like, two or three things. So it's like, I just said, oh, well, I just want to do that. And so I was feeling sort of like overwhelmed and too much to do. And so now I feel light because I got several just important little things done. And I was completely present on the call.
Well, amen, hallelujah.
Yeah. Ask the collection plate.
But I had this conversation. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just listen, right?
Oh.
And I said, no, I want to. And that was just really how it occurred. I want to. That's what I want.
See, this is, Andrea, this is what I was speaking to earlier when I said, do you want to be like a little kid again?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to. That's what she said. I just want to. I want to. I refuse, by the way, for anybody who is resisting anything, just refuse to look at the reality that does not make you feel good. Refuse. You know, when the bill comes in for the visa, you do not look at the balance. You don't. You just go, oh, that's that bill. Let me stick it in the payables file when it comes time. I'm just going to look at what's the minimum amount I have to write. And that's it. I refuse to look at the rest. Period. I refuse to look in the mirror if I don't like the way that I look. I refuse to talk to so-and-so if I'm upset with them. I just refuse to look at the reality that does not make me feel good until I'm ready to look at it because I feel good. Take a stand for yourself.
It's Maura. Hi there.
Hi, Maura.
I've been resting my voice. But I just wanted to echo everything on the call has kind of confirmed what I started doing last week with respect to my $50,000 goal. I refused to keep looking at my bank account and going, where's the $50,000? And instead, I started looking at, why do I want that $50,000? What in my life is the essence already of that $50,000? And it is, for me, creating. I want time to create, money for my classes, money to relax and pamper myself so my body is always ready to create. And I have so much of that right now. It looks like with the current money I have, just doing what I always do, I will have enough for my pure pleasure day on March 20th. You know, it didn't fall from the sky. I just kind of did the numbers last night and went, oh, I can do my pure pleasure day on the 20th. So I really think that's the way to go, just really get the charge off this amount of money, you know?
Amen, it is. It's the only way to go.
It really is. It's so much more fun.
Allowing means you stop resisting. Don't even have to get super excited, knowing it's going to be there. You just need to relax. No more resisting. Soften the focus. For any of you who have ever tried to look at someone's aura, or if you've ever done Tai Chi, the only way to do it is to let your eyes get in that soft, focused place. And that's the same with allowing. Find yourself resisting on the topic you want so badly. I want this and it's not here. Just soften it. Lazy eyes. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to connecting via email.
Have a high vibrational week.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.